Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan, said COVID-19 cases are emerging throughout the country, and this will inevitably impact the workplace. And he provided guidelines for testing of employees who may have been exposed to the virus.
Because if there's somebody in the workplace who was tested, for instance, on Monday, and the last time he or she was at work was that very same Monday, because he didn't do the test. If you were to test either that Monday or the Tuesday, you could very well end up with negative test results, which would give you the impression that there's not been any transmission of COVID-19 in the workplace. And this really isn't so. We know that the incubation period for Delta is shortened because of the way it's transmitted. It's efficient, the efficiency with which it's transmitted. So we're really advising you to have the people who you would describe as close contacts, and for this purpose, we're to define someone who you've been interacting with under 6 feet without wearing a mask. Also, people with whom you share workstations, if you share a computer desk, if you share work tools, you know, if you share cash registers and so forth. So those are the people that we're going to consider close contacts. And that's the first thing you want to identify. Who are the close contacts? Having identified these, you're going to ask these close contacts to self-isolate for at least 5 days, and then they'll get tested. Of course, if any one of these close contacts becomes symptomatic, that's it. If they have a fever, if they get a cough, a sore throat, shortness of breath, or any other symptom during this five-day period, then they will test immediately and not wait for the five-day period to expire. But if you have no symptoms, you wait till the end of the five-day period, then you test, and then we with some level of certainty. Of course, we won't be 100% certain, but we with some level of greater certainty say, well, okay, there's not been any transmission of COVID-19 to you, and you're free to go back to the workplace.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. In the region, in Trinidad and Tobago, from October 11th, cinemas, restaurants, casinos, fitness centers, and bars will be open, but only to vaccinated members of the public. Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley made the announcement during a news conference yesterday. And Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness has said that mandatory vaccination will become unavoidable. He explained that when a larger segment of the population becomes inoculated, they will demand that they should not be restricted by safety measures because some people refuse to take the vaccine. On the international scene, the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention has endorsed the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine booster shots for individuals at high risk of exposure because of their jobs, in a move that overrules the recommendation by its own panel of health experts. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency had to act on complex, often imperfect data for the greater good of public health. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.